Hey there, what's up? Welcome to this book. You might be here for many reasons. One, you think the internet is kinda sucky. I couldn't agree more, and you want to change it. Two, you want to learn more about the internet and technology, which, even though it's everywhere, is still kinda complicated. Or three, let's be real, some adult you know bought this book for you. Whichever of the three it is, and maybe it's more than one, I'm so excited you're here. Here's what that adult didn't know when they bought this book. I'm a young person too, so I hate the lecturing, cringy, sappy life lessons just as much as you do. Let me start then by being clear. That's not what this book is about. It's also not here to make you use your phone a certain way or to claim that technology is bad. Straight up, the only folks who think that are, well, old people. With all of that said, what is this book about? And why should you read it? Simply put, this book is designed to be an internet survival guide. In this book, you'll find everything you need to know to be a successful digital citizen. And if you're wondering what that is, take a peek at chapter one. Today's internet might seem pretty simple. Hop online, chat with friends, watch videos, do your homework. But the internet, and technology more broadly, is much messier than you might realize. This book is meant to teach you seven main skills, which, if you master them, will ensure that the internet never gets the better of you. In other words, you can use tech to be awesome, instead of running into trouble you later regret. Okay, maybe I have your attention. But if I were you, I'd still be kind of skeptical. Who is this girl? And why does she get to teach me how to use the internet? Good questions. That's what this part of the book is for. To get to know me, your internet instructor. The one, the only, the myth, the legend. Okay. I'm not that cool, so I'll skip the dramatic intro. My name is Trisha Prabhu, and I'm here to teach you how to do the internet right. I'm originally from Illinois. I was born in Arlington Heights, which is a city in the suburbs of Chicago. My parents, Neil and Banu Prabhu, immigrated to the United States from India in the 1990s. A few years after they met, they got married, and in May 2000, the world was forever changed. Dramatic pause. I was born. A couple years later, we moved to the city I now call my hometown, beautiful Naperville, Illinois, another suburb of Chicago. It was in Naperville that I first started to make friends, find interests, and, well, become who I am. Of course, my interests changed just as quickly as I did. At six, I wanted to be a queen and command folks to make my favorite foods all day long. I can't lie, that's still what I want to be, but I know it's not going to happen. Sigh. At seven, I wanted to be an author. And will you look at that? Dreams do come true. At eight, I wanted to be a basketball player, a sport I then played competitively. I dreamed of joining the WNBA, where I hoped to play as a power forward. And at nine, I wanted to be the president of the United States. It was around that age that I started to think more critically about the world's issues: global warming, gender equality, promoting kindness and respect. And it was then that I realized, when adults asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I didn't really know. But I did know that whatever I did, I wanted to solve important problems. I wanted to make change. I wanted to make an impact. And then, at 10, perhaps the most important thing to ever happen to me happened. I was introduced to the incredible world of computers and coding. For those of you who don't know, computer programming, or coding, as it's more informally called, is basically the act of talking to a computer. You can almost think of it as speaking in a foreign language, the language of computers. Whether you want to build a website dedicated to cat memes or a social media app for Michael Jordan fans, you need to be able to tell your computer what it should create. But unfortunately, it doesn't know any human languages. Coding is what helps bridge the gap. Rather quickly, I fell in love with coding. Why? Well, for one, as a kid, I'd always hated math. Ugh. And coding was the first logical, quantitative thing I really enjoyed. For another, it was so awesome to actually be able to build a piece of technology. Technology that people around the world could see and use. It truly was the best feeling. I'd always end a coding session feeling powerful and engaged. In any case, it was soon pretty clear. This wasn't going to be a hobby or a phase. it was going to be something I did for the rest of my life.